If you weren't in love with me, I'm just not sure why, like, why you made love with me.
Really? Come on. There could be 25 women, you could fall in love with one, and she might not feel the same.
I love you.
As far as being in love, I've certainly moved on.
I am in love with you, Jalen.
Well, there's no good way, but this is the best way. People have now meet this way, right?
Hello, 25 to Life Nation.
So
and
it,
the internet.
So it begins.
It begins. We now have 30 women. Well, I guess what, 22 or something.
Yeah.
And Nick and Chris Harrison all gathered together for a special season-long episode of My Strange Addiction reality TV love with starring Nick Vile.
You know, I don't think it's going to change my opinion of him this show. I will still strongly dislike him, and I will never get that itch out of my body that I feel like he's given me, like a bad venereal disease. But
it's an interesting metaphor.
Is it a metaphor, or does it feel all too real?
It's an interesting description of something that you've seen on TV that clearly
feels all too real.
Yeah.
But the thing that I'm really excited about is, you know, and I know that we have had some contentious conversations with people of Bachelor Nation about the quality of the girls that are in the group. I mean, there are some real winners here. There are some serious winners in this bunch.
Yeah, as you might know, this is the season that I've officially given up on trying to predict the Bachelor's feelings, and I will be power ranking exclusively based on who I am the most attracted to. And it's hard.
It's really hard.
There's, like, whatever. There are 30 women, and some of them immediately you can just throw away.
Yeah, totally.
Even some of the ones who stayed,
yes,
you can just throw away.
Yes.
And we'll get that eventually. However, the number of keepers is phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
It's like there are at least probably 10 or 12 women who could win the show right now.
Very much so. And I mean, there are some really good eggs in here from all walks of life. I mean, I'm pumped.
Of course there's good eggs. They're only 25. He's the one who's 36. He's the one who's losing it.
Who's got all the issues in the world. So, let's get right in.
Oh, no, I was speaking sexually. I mean, he doesn't have any eggs, but he is old.
Oh, I didn't
get that. If he were a female.
I didn't get that.
That was a sexual education joke.
I didn't get that at all. So, we start the episode with something very sexual, which Adam was the one that pointed out to me that Nick dropped trowel on the show? Felt like that was soups and a probes.
It was soups and a probes, and also totally unrealistic.
Totally!
Like, well, so first of all, like, Nick is a runner. Nick was a runner in college.
Yeah.
You know, he's, since, you know, he's added a lot of muscle. But whatever. He goes running. So they show him running through town. He's not sweating at all.
Running,
like,
through Chicago, because
he's, like, not even
forget.
Listening.
Yes.
Yeah, running through Chicago, his fake hometown.
Yes.
And then he gets done.
Yep.
He gets home, and that's when the camera turns on. And he takes down his running shorts, under which he has absolutely nothing.
So, Adam, as a runner, why don't you tell us what the normal process would be like, so that it, you know, seems a little bit more realistic.
This is what I wear when I go running.
Mm.
I wear compression shorts.
Delicious.
To just everything
just keep
together.
Real tight.
No movement at all.
None.
On top of my compression shorts. Like, they compress, right?
So it's like a sports bra for your balls.
That's exactly what it is.
Got it.
I wear a sports bra for my balls, and then on top of that, I wear running shorts that have built-in compression shorts on top.
Right,
of
so
to compress what has already been compressed.
Twice
a
the compression.
Yes,
twice the compression. Yes, yes.
That's what I wear.
Yeah. So it would be ridiculous that Nick would come home from a run and be completely naked under his shorts.
Yes, that would be crazy, especially if you were wearing cotton shorts like he was. The moisture would just stick.
Okay.
You would have all kinds of crazy.
And it did seem like it was hot that day when they shot that. The lighting was just optimal. Anyway,
I got a big problem with that.
So, it seems like this season the real focus is going to be on Nick's sexual past, and it's going to be all very sexy and, you know, sex.
I feel like his sexual present is also going to come up.
Ooh, I love it.
That was a double entendre.
I see what you did there.
For everybody listening who speaks French.
There's,
and also English, because I guess double is English.
Right. So then we have a visit from the Beard Bros, as I like to call them, the former Bachelors. We saw Sean Lowe, Chris Soules, and Ben Higgins, who, unfortunately, is not hot with a beard.
Yeah, that was horrible advice.
Just bad.
Whoever told him
to do that. You know, it's probably Lauren. Lauren was probably like, oh my God, you look so hot with a beard. You do not look hot with a beard, Ben.
She was like, listen, I kind of have two faces. So what I want you to do
is also...
I want you to have a beard on camera, but then when they cut away to your personal interviews, I want you to have no beard.
No beard.
I want you to be a two-face.
Totally. It was more of a nothing segment and more of an opportunity for us to see how great Sean Lowe is doing and how poorly Chris Soules is doing.
It's really hard for any of those guys to look good next to Sean Lowe.
I mean, what an Adonis. An Aryan Adonis.
I feel so bad for those other guys, because they're probably attractive, but Sean Lowe, like, this is what the Lord intended.
Ben Higgins looks like a mushmouth mess next to Sean Lowe, and Chris Soules just looks like a farmer.
It's interesting that the first time we said mushmouth mess this season, which is very difficult to say,
is reference to Ben Higgins and not Sean.
Not a reference to Nick.
Yeah, yeah.
Who can't talk and then had all of his teeth taken out and put in with new ones.
Oh, trust me. I noticed the new teeth.
Oh, you told me.
Well, you know what? I was talking about it with two other people and somebody said, did he get new teeth? I said, girl, I don't know. And I had to go back and look at it and... I think he got new teeth.
What is ABC doing? This is a guy whose prime struggle is...
speaking?
Inability to enunciate. And you know what? They were like, let's make it worse.
The man needs hooked on phonics. He doesn't need veneers.
Yeah. Boy, he needs like Ann Sullivan or something.
Something. He needs Muzzy. He needs just
Oh my God, he does need Muzzy.
He needs something. It's just been insane. And to think about it, guys... Nick has only been on our TV for 2 years. It feels like an eternity.
It's like he was on this thing when we were still turning knobs and pulling out bunny ears, except...
Oh, on a television. I get it. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. On a television.
Yes.
Not like, on, like, people.
Like TVs with a tube in the back. Like a big back television.
Yeah, like before DVR.
Yeah, like when everything had to go HD.
Stone ages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Standard def.
Yeah.
So... I think, you know, with the beginning of it all, since we all know Nick's story, I mean, there's no reason to rehash it again. We all know he's a horn dog. We all know that, you know, he's gone on this show to no avail. We all know that he's got a million brothers and sisters, and they know that he mumbles too. And he's super awkward.
That's really a serious issue. He has like 11 brothers and sisters.
A million brothers
and sisters. It's at least 8, but at some point I think it's like... After, like, 4, you're just beyond.
Well, they're the kind of people that bought a church van to actually transport people, not related to church.
That's a lot. That's too many.
It's too many children. It's
probably a great tax write-off.
It is.
Dependents? Yeah, all of this town.
Everyone
in this town of Wisconsin.
So, let's go through all the girls, because I'm excited to do this.
This is what we do, episode 1, yes. Let's go through them.
We're going to go through alphabetical order, just so you guys know. So if you're following along at home,
Yes. Know
that that is what we're going to do. And also in this episode, we are not going to have our traditional end of the road. We will reference the girls that got kicked off, what we thought about them, why we thought they got kicked off, or why we thought maybe they should have been kept.
So let's start with Alexis.
Alexis.
Who is quite a loud one to begin with.
Well, Alexis is left shark, but thinks she's a dolphin.
Alexis is weird. Her job is aspiring dolphin trainer.
I don't believe that. I think she probably, as we all
obviously,
know,
yes.
has a normal job, but she's just, they made her super into dolphins, and it got really dumb and weird.
I can't believe I still fall for that. I know that she has a real job.
You know she has a real job.
And that she just likes dolphins, or apparently she doesn't even know what they look like, because she definitely dressed up in a shark costume.
And was trying to convince everybody that this was a dolphin costume. It was not. It was very clearly left shark.
She did not know what she was doing.
It was very clearly a left shark costume. From the Super Bowl. That's it.
Yeah, I think this girl has probably no chance to make it anyway. She's just a novelty pick.
I just feel like among all of the other women that even though they are really young, a lot of them are very accomplished. And for her to be on the show kind of making a fool of herself, it just felt very out of place to me.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, he's 36, she's 23.
It's not going to work. It's just not going to work.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. So next up is Angela. She got kicked off. She was a model from Greenville, South Carolina. I'm not really sure what she's modeling for in South Carolina.
Here's my note. shouldn't she be hotter?
Yeah. Also true. Angela talked a little too fast. That was the one thing that I remembered about her. She came out of the limo and it was like she was speaking a mile a minute. And I said, you know what? I'm done with her.
Let's go on to Astrid. Astrid is a plastic surgery office manager.
She is. And also she came out of the limo speaking German. And she had on a very nice, like, pink, mauve, wisteria-colored something dress. Super hot, great boobs that are real. And they're spectacular.
I was very into Astrid. Mm-hmm. She's a little bit pale for me, but the hair is fantastic.
The hair was good, but not as good as some of the hair we saw later on.
She seems like she has little to no personality and just nothing to talk about.
Nothing.
Which does not bode well for her long term.
It does not. Especially with some of the women on here who do have things to talk about.
I think
about.
She's not aggressively bad, but she's not worth keeping.
Agreed.
You know.
Brianna, another one that we lost. She was the surgical unit nurse in Salt Lake City. She was the one, I think, that came out of the limo and was checking Nick's heart with the stethoscope. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
The stethoscope.
I didn't write down any notes for her except the word forgettable.
Okay, that's how I feel. She looked too much like somebody else, and that's why I was not into it.
She seems like somebody that everybody knows, and like nobody really wants to set up with anyone, just because she's like, okay.
Well, Brianna's fine. She's fine.
So next we have Brittany, who somebody I was keeping an eye on after our preview episode, mm-hmm. coming into this whole thing, because mm-hmm. she's super cute hot.
She is super cute. I mean, her picture is not great. And then she got out of the limo, and she was adorable.
She is. I don't know. I mean, she's not hot.
No. Not compared to some of these girls that are on here.
Yeah. Oh, definitely not. You know, obviously, we got we have the heart of the lineup coming up in the next few people.
It's about to go down.
Right. And I don't think she can stick with that, but
she cannot.
I really like Brittany.
I'd like to see more from her. So next up is Kristen. She is the wedding videographer from Tulsa, Oklahoma. They did a video on her, which I did enjoy. You know, she didn't take a great picture, but she seems like she's got a good attitude. And then based on some of the previews, she also seems like the friend, aka the mother of the house. Also, she is a virgin, everybody. She is the token virgin.
Yeah. The ABC loves to have a virgin on the show.
And interestingly enough, for as sexual as Nick is, I don't know why they would do that.
I don't know. I think they just like having... Number one, I think they like having somebody that people who are watching who are virgins can look at and be like, well, if she can do it, if she can make it to the big time... You know, Monday nights on ABC.
Right.
The ultimate, the epitome of a life achievement. If she can do it, I'll cheer for her. I guess. I don't know.
She had on a yellow dress, but
Yeah, I mean, she kind of did a little teaching him to dance.
It was cute. It was cute.
She seemed, like, uncomfortably starstruck to me when she met him.
Yes, that was the other thing that I was really upset about. Like, she came out and she was like, oh my god, it's like meeting a celebrity. And that, for me, I was like, oh no, she's out.
Like, how many really, really decent relationships have started out? Oh my god, you're a celebrity.
No, no.
Eh, probably not. Probably a lot more
one night stands. Because when I met Oscar Isaac, I didn't say that. And we had a pelvis-to-pelvis hug. Everybody.
Oh, you were so close.
I was so close.
You were so close.
Because I never treated him like a celebrity. I treated him like a man that could touch my breasts.
And if you ever see him again, he's probably going to.
The door is open.
Let's go to Corinne.
Okay, Corinne.
So Corinne is going to be the girl of the season. She is going to be the Chad of the season. She's going to be the firebrand, the one that everybody fights about, and the one who doesn't care about making friends.
And the one that'll probably get kicked off after she does something really, really crazy and insane. She's just not going
to
win.
It kind of looks like she's about to rape him.
Yes.
So I think Corinne is a really, like, when she is on the show, the show is going to be about her.
Totally.
When she's on it, all the girls are going to talk about her.
Yeah.
Nick's going to talk about her. She's going to be throwing herself nakedly at him, and it doesn't matter who is around.
So I think what's going to happen is, bold prediction, get ready. She's going to go seduce Nick. Things are going to happen. We'll probably get to third base. We won't get all the way through.
She's not going to seduce it. Like, she's going to seduce him like a piece of chocolate cake might seduce a fat kid. It takes no...
no
it
effort.
It takes nothing on the cake's no part. Effort.
So he's going to let her get to third base. He's going to start to feel bad. Mind you, this will probably be after the Liz doula situation comes to light. So this will be the second sexual infraction that will occur. He will probably tell her that she needs to go home. Like, thanks for slobbing the knob, but please get out of here. And then he'll tell everybody, and then everybody will be like, I can't believe this continues to happen. Why is he such a slut? Why can't he control himself? And then that will be the next drama. Bold prediction.
Yeah, I mean... I think what's going to happen is very close to that. She's gonna sleep with him. He is obviously too weak. He's going to fall for it.
Weak for flesh.
And then everyone else is going to find out. Everyone's going to be really upset. And so his response to this PR catastrophe is going to be to send her home outside of the rose ceremony. Just a one-off send home.
Right.
And then he's going to cry because he lost his available access.
Exactly.
He lost
his access, and then he lost the fact that, you know, these women at one point respected him, and now they don't. So
they all just want to be.
We all knew that. Last thing about Corinne before we move on, they did a small video on her. She's a small business owner, another one running a multi-million-dollar company. She wants everybody to know, but she still has a nanny.
She said
who only feeds her cucumbers.
She said, I'm a serious businesswoman.
Whoa.
No.
Yeah, you have to say that you're a serious businesswoman to be a serious businesswoman. I bet if we asked Sheryl Sandberg that, what would her answer be?
Yeah, who are you trying to convince? Your dad made a company and you work
for it. And you're running it. I mean, and you still have a nanny, for God's sakes. And she's only feeding you cucumbers, which is 90% water.
You live at home.
Ivanka Give it Trump. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Next up. Can we talk about Danielle L. for a second?
I'm going to need to get my compression shorts back.
Oh!
Like several layers.
My God, my nipples are hard thinking about her.
Whoa, right?
She is so hot. I've never seen, in all the times that we've done this show, the one person that we continually talk about as being the hottest person that's ever been on the show is Selma. Danielle L. is like 10 Selmas.
Oh my God. Danielle L., she walks out of the limo, and you're like, Jesus, you didn't need to bring those two globes. You're like, no, she's not a geography enthusiast.
She is not. She's
those are attached to her chest. Body.
I mean, she is stunningly beautiful.
Oh.
And it's almost like a hindrance for her, because every time she talks, I have no idea what she's saying, and I could care less. I don't care. I don't care what she's saying at all.
I just wrote down, she's all boobs and hair, which is like...
Fine, which is totally fine.
That's great. It's like sugar and spice and everything nice. Like, that's the everything nice.
They did a video on her, and she was talking about owning, you know, all of her small businesses. And I was
sure they did.
I was like, what? I don't even care that you're a business owner and that you want to do all these things for yourself. You're gorgeous.
Oh, she's a smoke show.
She's a smoke show.
Oh, my God.
So... Which probably means...
You don't need to know anything else.
Which probably... Right, that's it.
She's going to stay.
She's going to stay for as long as she can. And if he ends up picking her and she never says a word that is of any kind of consequence, that is fine with me.
We also have another Danielle. Danielle
yes.
M., who is... who you have to respect because she is 31.
Yes.
You know? She is at least in the same decade as him.
Thank God.
You know? Like, just to set things up. Nick Viall was born in the Jimmy Carter administration.
What?
Like, if what? You don't know how old that is, like, that's
Google
how old
it.
He is.
Google it.
Okay? We have some of these people who were born in, like, Clinton.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
They were born in 93. They came of age in the year 2000.
That's crazy.
That's insane. I won't stand for it.
So Danielle M., she's tall. She's, like... I feel like she's pretty muted as a person.
Here's what I will say that someone brought up. She is like Whitney 2.0. Like Whitney from Chris Soule's season, who was the fertility nurse.
Oh, man.
She is basically Whitney, but the upgrade of Whitney.
Whitney just like, she just kind of like sneaked in the back door every episode. And you're like, wait a second, she's still here?
She's still here? That voice?
Did she win?
Yeah, she won.
Yeah.
Yeah, she won.
She, like, mysteriously just showed up at the end. She's like, guess what? I won. And you're like, wait a minute.
And Danielle seems to have all the qualities that Whitney didn't have. She didn't have the cute. She doesn't have the cutesy factor. She's very calm. She, in the interactions that she had with Nick on the show, she's very soft and a good kind of soft, like comforting, like a nurse. And they did her sort of video thing, which I really enjoyed. And I mean, she's got something, and she's got mundo. Yeah.
In terms of somebody who you would want to be in a relationship with, she's good. In terms of somebody ABC wants to have on TV right now,
boring. She's like best.
The ghost of Bachelor Present.
Exactly.
You know.
Next up, we've got Dominique, 25-year-old restaurant server from LA. Who cares? She's fine. She was one of the girls that I could care less.
She
about.
Wasn't on TV.
She was not.
I feel bad because in my ABC ESPN fantasy thing, I picked her to go to the final four. I don't know why. And she wasn't even on the show, so she's almost certainly going to be gone soon.
Thanks, Dominique. Next,
next up is okay. Liz.
I'm Liz. I'm an amazing person with an amazing life.
Liz is going to be the person that the first episode was about.
Yes.
Okay. So Liz has history with Nick. She met him at Jade and Tanner's wedding. She was Jade's maid of honor. And she has already been intimate with Nick.
They guys.
They did. And it was like a one-night thing. And then now he sees her again here.
So we had, so Adam and I had a contentious conversation about this. So Liz, her whole thing is the fact that her and Nick know each other, which, on the one hand, I do like the fact that, you know, all these girls are meeting Nick for the first time, and she's not. She does reference that she's got this sort of secret kind of thing, and, you know, everybody's really like, oh my God, I haven't kissed him yet. And she doesn't have that. So her attitude is very cool, calm, and collected. She has nothing to prove. She's already f***ed him. So it's, the game is over for her. So now it's really about, you need to figure out how to get to know me, which is almost harder than the sex and the physical stuff.
Maybe, but she is the contestant here.
Right. And so that is the other thing. I adore her. I really like her. I like the storyline, but she needs to know her place.
I see. My thing is this. Like, so first of all, she gets the absolute last rose of the whole show.
Right.
And I saw this coming.
Well, only because they had a difficult and contentious conversation ahead of that, which we will get to in a minute.
Sure. So she gets the last rose of the whole show. They made this episode about her. And, like, is she going to make it? Is she not? Is the past going to hurt her? Whatever. They sent her on screen right next to Danielle Ellis' boobs. Yeah. Every time you saw her face, she's, like, wondering, like, am I going to get the rose? Am I not? She's having a nervous meltdown. And, like... One foot yep. away on camera, just the chest show featuring Danielle L.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the big contention with her. They slept together, and then Nick was like, can I have your number? And she was like, no, I'm not interested. But now that he's on TV, she's like, wait a minute, now I'm interested.
I didn't read it as that. I read him being on Bachelor in Paradise is what changed her attitude. You know, she said, well, maybe he is not the person that I assumed him to be, even though I banged him and it was great. But maybe, and I assumed him to be one way, which he probably is because people don't change. You know, she assumed him to be one way, and then she saw him on VIP and was like, oh, well, maybe he's, you know, nicer than I thought, and, you know, maybe let me give him a second chance. The other thing that I don't enjoy is that they keep bringing up, like, we met 9 months ago. Why do people keep bringing that up as a number? Because is there a secret pregnancy involved? Don't say 9 months.
I mean, if you had sex
in that sort of,
if you had sex 9 months ago, you would be about ready to give birth to child.
Maybe she
right now.
Gave birth before she came on the show. Maybe she's walking around in ice diapers. You don't know what's going on under that dress.
You're right. Here's what I do know. They love bringing up the fact that Jade and Tanner got married.
They really do.
They're like, wait a second. We had these people get married.
Jade and Tanner got married.
Number one, that. Number two, meeting somebody in real life, even if it's just for one night, is a better gauge of their personality than watching them for one season on Bachelor in Paradise. And nobody should know that better than her. if her best friend, Jade, was somebody who was on this show. That she is knows true. That real life.
That is true.
You know, I don't think it's believable that she saw him on Bachelor in Paradise, where, again, he wasn't even good. He was just anti-Josh Murray, who is the worst person
alive. Who everybody is anti-Josh Murray. So then of... Now, we know her presence on this season is probably 60% producer plant, 20% Jade, and like 15%, let's see what happens.
It's hard to turn down an offer to be
And I know that there is an open 5% that I'm leaving up to interpretation, everybody.
I think it's really hard to turn down a chance to be on TV.
Yeah.
I think the producers were like, they found this girl, or like she applied or whatever because she wanted to be on TV. And they're like, this is a great story that we can milk for at least one episode, which they did.
And they did.
Here we are talking about
it. Well, I mean, we're going to be talking about it for 4 episodes because no one knows. And so eventually the women are going to have to find out and it's going to get ugly. Yeah.
I mean, aside from all that, she's still hot.
She's still hot. We
have a lot of medical professionals.
A lot of ladies with great cans.
I think they just got tired of having, of like seeing people respond to all these like made up jobs. And they're like, we're going to go get some people with like actual careers.
And smart women that can carry on conversations. I was not watching the show at all tonight and felt like, God, the vocal fry on this is just out of control.
Yeah, this is where they said we need to get people who maybe don't have the most interesting personality, but can talk about things on camera.
Right. I really like Liz. I really want to see where this goes. I don't think she'll win, but I think eventually, I think Nick likes that sort of contentious relationship that they have, because I think he thrives on that. Like, she hates me, but I want to her again.
He loves drama.
He loves drama. He loves it. Speaking of drama, not really.
Speaking of people we forgot were on the show.
Who?
Elizabeth.
What?
The marketing manager from Dallas, Texas, who I guess was on the show tonight.
All right. Next.
Cool. Let's go to Haley.
Haley had the RBF in the pictures. She did also a little cute video with Daniel. I'm done. I mean, I didn't get a lot out of her. She's Canadian, big deal.
She's so uninterested in just everything. Yeah. She has no idea what's going on. She's pretty hot, I guess, and she's like, she's a photographer. She's
definitely hotter in real life. Definitely hotter in real life.
But like, she just, you cannot be with these people.
No.
You have to be with somebody who is excited to see you.
No.
And somebody who's not excited about anything sucks.
It sucks. Next up, we had Ida Marie, who we lost. She's a sales manager from Harlingen, Texas. Another one. You know what? She took a bad picture, but then she came out of that limo, had on a great dress. I really did.
I mean, she had a great body. She had a great head of hair. She had a great dress. Her face also didn't say anything.
I mean, I'd rather have 10 Danielles than Ida Marie, so get rid of her.
Yeah. I mean, that's and just what it comes down to.
Of both Danielles, guys, not just one.
I'd rather have 10 of Danielle L. I'd rather have 30 of Danielle L. Or just one. And all the other 29 people could just not even go home.
Sounds right. Next up, we have Jamie, who is the chef from New Orleans. You know,
she's going to be an interesting play this season.
Yes. So the buzz on Jamie, among everything else, she had a girlfriend. Before coming on this show.
She is, I would imagine she is bisexual.
Yeah.
Or she was gay and is now straight or bisexual.
I mean, I think she is truly the first of her kind on this show. And I am very intrigued about how this is going to play out. I mean, she seems, I won't say rough around the edges. She just seems very like.
She does. For this.
I mean, compared
for
to
this
all
group
of
women.
Yeah, compared to all these women who are plucked and, you know, hairless and everything like that, she does not seem like that kind of girl.
No.
And I'm real into it.
In her corner, she has the best job city combination. She's a chef in New Orleans.
I know, right?
Which is
the best job.
I mean, what more could you want?
Yeah.
You know, how it actually turns out, we'll see, but that's definitely worth noting for her. Most of these people, not worth noting for her.
I am intrigued by Jamie, especially, just like you said earlier, you know, the cream of these women, interesting careers, interesting people, you know, makes for a more interesting program.
And they're all hot, too.
And they're all hot.
Speaking of all hot, too, unfortunately, we lost Jasmine
B. I know! She was the cute Jasmine!
We almost never saw her. Like, she just showed up, and then she didn't even really get a nice introduction at the limo on screen.
She was adorable.
She was very cute.
So cute.
Very cute.
So cute.
I was into her profile a little bit, but
you
know
what? Because she was just as insecure as you like them.
She was, man. She was a head case. She was a head case. Like I pick them.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, I guess I picked wrong. I guess Nick and I have nothing in common, which is not a surprise. Let's go to the other Jasmine.
Jasmine G, who is from here, our faithful Bay Area. She is a Warriors dancer. She also used to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. You know, she started crying, which I was really upset by.
She's
like,
insecure, too.
Yeah.
She showed up with Neil Lane.
She did, which I thought was kind of funny.
I think so, too. But if you're going to reach into your, bag of tricks, do something that's just about you and then involve Neil Lane later.
Right.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Jasmine had a little bit of a small video, walking around San Francisco in a tank top. Completely unrealistic.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I was like, you need a coat. It's never that hot.
It's cold.
Especially by the water? You gotta be kidding.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
It's windy.
Absolutely
it's cold.
Not.
No. That was completely unrealistic.
No, girl.
Whatever.
No.
Stop crying.
She'll be off the show early enough, but she does make it on stage with the Backstreet Boys, so that is something.
That's more of a prize than Nick Vial.
Amen.
Let's go on to Josephine. Josephine has no chance. Less than no chance.
Crazy cat lady?
She has cats. She's just not attractive.
You know what? I will say she's cuter in real life than she was in her picture. And so that's saying something, isn't it?
That is something. I don't know why she's still in there, but let's go to Christina.
Okay, so Christina, come to find out, she's a Russian orphan. Is she Anastasia?
She might be.
Is she a Romanov?
So
she grew up in an orphanage and now she's in Lexington, Kentucky. Where is Dimitri when you need him? Let me be your wings. No?
Wow.
Yeah. Anastasia.
That was a great little bit of singing you did.
I'll send you guys a link. Everybody knows Anastasia.
Yeah, also we have a brand new microphone that's going to make that sound fantastic.
I know. Man, who knew I could sing? Let's auto-tune the hell out of that.
So Christina has a lot of meat here because she, coming into this episode, she was somebody that both Taylor and I had an eye on. And we really tried to shortlist who we were watching.
Yeah.
And we both liked her because she's just mad cute.
Soup's cute.
She's so cute. And she shows up and you're like, okay, she looks great. She has a super good sob story,
which
you know, they keep you on until you can get it out.
Yeah.
Right? So she has that going for her. And then
she has an emotional breakdown.
Like an hour's worth of this episode is just her crying.
So upsetting.
That doesn't work for anyone.
So upsetting.
I wanted to like her. I wanted to like her. I wanted her to be in my power rankings. I wrote her in there initially, and then I had to sadly erase her and remove her.
Yeah.
Because of all the crying.
Tears don't
help. It made her
help.
Less attractive.
Tears don't help. Next up, we have Lacey, who's the digital marketing manager who Adam had said in our preview episode was basically him from New York. She was cuter in real life than I thought she was, right?
Yeah, I think I liked her. She had no negatives. She had an all positive episode, except that
she came in on the camel.
Right.
She came in on the camel.
She had an all positive episode, but pretty muted positives. I think.
Yeah.
She's still just waiting for Katherine Heigl to play her in a movie about her life.
Oh my god.
You know,
is Katherine Heigl gonna she works too hard. She never has time for herself, kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, she works so hard. It's a miracle that she's going to take a month or whatever.
I know.
Three months off to be on this show.
And then she's got a Nancy Myers apartment, so it's perfect.
Yeah, she makes 50 grand a year, but lives in a place that costs 10 million or
totally.
Whatever happens in these dumb movies.
God, I love that movie.
Anyway, let's go to Lauren.
Who we lost.
You know what? We're going to disagree. I did not think Lauren was much of a... Either attractive or just the whole package was there. I would have put her in the absolute bottom quintile.
Here's what I want to say. She's old enough to fit the picture.
That is the only thing she has going for her, in my mind.
She did have a funny sort of quip when she got out of the limo about how her last name was Hussey and Nick's last name was Vile, which means that their names together would be Ugly Slut.
You know,
evil slut.
Do people know you can just go change that? You just go to the courthouse or something and you're
change
like
your last
city
name.
Hall and you're like, yeah, I'm going to change. Yeah. You don't have to be Hussey for your whole life.
Well, you know, she's trying to change it so she can get married. You know, that's the whole
she's
point.
To take Hussey back.
Take Hussey back.
She's going to take Hussey
back. Take
back
the Hussey. I liked Lauren. She was really cute. She had on a great dress.
Let's go to Michelle.
Michelle, what a.
this is going to be an episode. You know what? Actually, the next two people.
Yeah.
The next two people have the same story. Michelle, I think, was Taylor's number one going into the episode.
I loved Michelle. Loved her. Loved her. And
she wasn't even on this episode.
She was not even on the show.
She was, like, occasionally in a background shot. Yeah. And then that was it.
Yeah. I mean, I think she was just way too cute. You know? I mean, I don't know. Sometimes people are too cute.
I don't know. She certainly was cute. But you know what?
Too under... So she was under-sexualized.
Almost everybody who stayed was cute, though. I mean...
Yeah, but, I mean, you could at least bang some of those cute girls. Michelle doesn't look like somebody you would bang.
You know who does look like somebody who I would bang?
Olivia.
Olivia.
She was real cute.
I was into it. She was my preseason number one.
She was real cute. She came in a fur coat, so hello.
Yeah, but she took it off underneath it. Whoa. She's not Danielle, but like, you know, who is? And, you know, he was not into it.
He was not. Next up, let's talk about...
You know who he was into?
Let's talk about Rachel. I mean... Black girl magic on fleek,
Rachel
guys.
Rachel is the big winner of episode one.
The big winner of episode one. And this was a surprise. So, you know, they did a little video of Rachel. She's a lawyer from Dallas. She's 31. She's right. She's very easy and comfortable. You know, not very, you know, I wouldn't call it boisterous, but, you know, very comfortable with herself. Super confident. And she comes out of the limo and she... wows this man. Like, I am shocked. I am shook.
I'm a little bit shocked as well.
Tell me about your shocked level.
Well, first of all, she is the closest to his age. Yes. Which is wildly appropriate.
Wildly appropriate.
She's the most appropriate person to be there.
Soup's appropriate.
So there's that.
Yep.
You know, in terms of physical looks, she is not a heavy hitter.
No. She's no Danielle L. I mean,
I mean, that's Jesus. I gotta like shake it out of my head. She's a pretty big forehead.
Yes, she's a five hitter, but you know what? So is Tyra Banks. But so is Rihanna.
Yeah. I mean, she's not unattractive at all.
No.
It's not like Josephine where you're like, I don't know how anybody could see her as attractive. I just don't really. But
Rachel,
she's the winner.
She got the first impression rose.
Three or four seasons now, first impression rose has been the winner. So.
And she is in a ton of promo footage. And I am just...
Oh my God, yeah.
I am like...
it's like she should be credited in the promo footage because she's in every scene.
She's in every scene. Like, I am shook. And guys... You know, I have talked about this for many seasons as The Bachelor has had a serious problem with diversity. I mean, could Rachel be the one? Could she be it? I don't want to get too excited because, you know, what happens when I get excited? She turns into Jubilee. But.
Whoa. You're going to talk about somebody with serious emotional problems.
Oh, God. But could Rachel be the one? I don't know.
It seems like she has it together. She has a shot.
She really has a shot.
She has a shot.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I am supportive. This will be an Ava DuVernay motion picture if necessary. I am here for it.
I don't know what that means.
I know you don't. It's okay.
Somebody else who was all over the season preview, like the supporting actress in the season preview, is Raven.
You know, and that was a surprise for me, too. And sorry, guys, if there was a typo on the worksheet.
Yeah.
I thought she was from Arizona because it said AR. And I said, there's no way anyone from Arkansas could be on this show. But I was very wrong.
I'm really surprised. Because when you look at her, you're like, whatever. She has no chance. But the preview footage would seem to suggest she's in this for a long time.
And she's charming the pants off of some people. Yeah. So I am very intrigued by Raven.
She does this like southern, like, oh, shucks,
oh,
me.
Oh, shucks,
thing.
Me. I own a fashion store in Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah,
I own Shayla Hoxie, Arkansas.
We don't even take money. We just take handshakes or something like that.
Yes,
you know?
That's her. That's her.
That's her. And I think she's going to last a while.
I am intrigued by this.
I don't think she can win. But you know what? My priorities and who I like does not match up very well with Nick.
It doesn't.
You're probably better off taking the women I say have no chance and just guaranteeing that they'll win, and you got a good shot at it.
So next up we have Sarah, the grade school
teacher. Speaking of the women I like.
We didn't see a lot of her, but she was very cute. Another one who's super cute, really nice.
She runs up in these like running shoes. She's like, I'm a runner-up.
And
like,
Adam loves it.
Puns. Oh, man. She's a TTP.
Total package.
Nice.
Next up we have Susanna. This was another woman that we lost this week. She was kind of we didn't see a lot from her. I wish we had seen more.
I saw too much of her.
Oh, well.
That back tattoo.
Oh, man. Ooh,
yeah, I feel like she was going for the same thing that Brittany has. She just didn't bring it as strong as Brittany.
Yeah, so. She really didn't.
Sorry.
So next up we have Taylor.
Interesting.
So
how do you feel about this?
You know,
how does it feel to say Taylor?
It's weird.
It is weird.
I mean,
it's weird for me.
Well, it's weird when people say, when I say my name is Taylor and they go, oh, like Taylor Swift. I'm like, no, I'm older than her. So actually I'm Taylor. She is Taylor, like Taylor Robinson. So
yeah, definitely. She's like you.
Anybody named Taylor after me is like me. So
yes.
Thank you.
How do you actually feel about this Taylor?
Here's what I want to say about Taylor. Taylor is like one of those girls who either came from an affluent background or something like that. Went to a really good school.
Johns Hopkins.
Smart. So she's smart, but is still super young. So she's got that like vocal fry, like, you know, kind of says whatever she wants to say. Like, it's not very measured in terms of her human interaction that is outside of anything that is work-related.
She seems really awkward.
And she's very young. She seems very young.
Yes. First of all, I can't decide if she's hot or not.
Oh, she's hot. She's very cute.
I feel like she's hot straight
on. And then they did a video. They did a video thing about her, and then she, like, talked about all this stuff that she was doing, and then very flippantly brought up that, you know, she was bullied when she was younger because she's mixed. And I'm like, see this, you know.
She'll just stay in long enough to tell her sob story and chill out.
Right, I guess.
She's really skinny, too.
She is very thin. And I just, you know, I like her. She's cute. She's too young. There are other girls that are on here that are much better choices.
Speaking of that.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about Vanessa.
Vanessa debate.
First of all, we're gonna set her up with a clip of our friend Brad from Happy Endings talking about suggesting potential nicknames for her this season.
We're gonna use them all.
Vanessa Crunch, Vanessary Roughness, the Vanessa Monologues, Vanesticles, Vanastabate. It's Miss Jackson if you've been nasty.
So, Vanessa, what a dark horse. I mean, we saw her in the list and never said ever like, oh, this is somebody I really like. This is somebody I'm going to be able to get behind. Vanessa was never on my radar. So they do the video of her. She's starts speaking French. She's also Italian.
Yeah.
She's Canadian. So she's really nice. She's super easy.
And then
here's the kicker. She's a special ed teacher. If you guys were in the room when Vanessa walked into her special ed class, Adam looked at me directly in the face and said, today is the day that I'm leaving you.
I've got buttons. She pushes them.
She pushed all of them.
I could not possibly be higher on Vanessa. And the total package.
Yes.
She has all of it.
She has all of it.
So, I mean, she's not as hot as Danielle.
No, but she doesn't need to be because she's got Mundo.
Oh, she has everything.
She has everything. But the one thing I will say.
She's 29, I'm 29. It's like, what have I done with my life?
Nothing.
Jesus.
Here's the thing that I will say. She wore the wrong dress. I wish she had worn a different dress because that dress did not. I feel like she could have picked a better dress on camera. For it to look on camera.
That's just the jealousy speaking.
I'm not jealous at all. I adore her. I just want her to look her best because I really like her. I love her.
I mean, the good news is, for now, you just got to not be
bad. And it also seems like she's on the show for a long time, too.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, excited.
Let's wrap it up. Let's go to Whitney.
Who?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Whitney, coming into this, you're like, wow, she's really hot. She's going to be a big thing.
Yeah.
She looks way better in her picture than she does on camera, and also wasn't in the episode.
Who knows who she is?
So maybe she's great, maybe she's not, but you know what happens with people who aren't on the show? They get cut next week.
TBD. So now that we've gone through all the women, it's time for our power rankings.
It is time for power rankings. Taylor is, I think, doing power rankings based on what she thinks Nick is into.
Right.
And I'm doing power rankings based on what I am personally into.
Right. So some of the women...
Taylor is not on here.
I am not on here. So my number four is Danielle M. This is the very tall nurse. And I made a lot of edits to my power rankings. I was going through a lot of the names of the people that I thought would be really, really good. I was going through and thinking, okay, maybe Corinne could be somewhere on the power rankings. But, you know, honestly, she is just, honestly, for the first time in many a season for the show, she is just there for the fun. She's not going to make it. Like, I have no worry about her sticking around for the show longer than she needs to be on it.
She's too much of a lightning rod.
She's too much of a lightning rod.
Can't work.
So Danielle M., she's soft. They had a good camaraderie. I liked her sort of, being a nurse and like, I'm a nurse. This is what I do. This is who I am. GFY if you can't get with it. And I think her sob story will come out eventually and will be very interesting
for people. It seems like she's on the show for a long time.
Danielle does also seem like she's on the show for a long time.
Yeah, however, not my type.
So who's your number four?
Somebody who is my type and has just about nothing else going for her.
That's right.
It's Astrid.
Oh, okay. Who?
Right? That's it. She has big boobs and nice hair and looks like something I would be interested in.
Number three. My number three is Liz.
Liz. sorry, we're going to do that all season.
Yes.
If you guys haven't seen the publicity stuff from Nick Kroll, you should.
You must. It's a delight. I think Liz is going to get herself together a little bit. She's going to eventually, once she tells everybody that they've had sex, she'll get off her high horse about sleeping with Nick. And then I think that sort of tension in their relationship, he's going to really be into that.
See, I don't think, like, first of all, if you take all that away, Liz is, like, still a top 5-6, like, overall package
for sure.
Of a person.
For sure.
Like, she's still in there. However, I'm just worried that, like, all of your time is spent at home with the girls, and women love to get anything they can to hate about each other.
Oh, yeah.
I think that is going to betray her in the end.
I think so. I think I like Liz. I like Liz. She's playing her hand well. I want to see where this goes. Who's your number three?
My number three, this is, my number four, kind of a throwaway. There are only three that I care about. Number three is Sarah.
Sarah's cute.
She's very cute. She's, like, she seems like she's fun to be around.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. I'm into it. She ran up in running shoes. Like, you know what she probably had on under there? Compression shorts. You know why? Because everyone runs in compression shorts.
Spanx?
Yeah, that compresses.
Speaking of Spanx, we've started watching My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and I can't stop singing the Sexy Getting Ready song. Because it's just so real.
It's a pretty good show. It reminds me of Flight of the Conchords, but it's like way more modern and like a slightly more like realistic. Like the clash between what's real and what's like obviously dramatized is like way better.
Listen to Adam into television,
into a CW show, nonetheless.
Right. My number two is Rachel. What is happening?
Interesting.
I am intrigued. She is on the show a bunch. What does this mean?
Well, let's watch and find out.
Oh my god, I'm freaked out.
My number two is Danielle L.
Oh god.
I don't need to say anything
else. I need to take a cold shower.
Whoa. I'm so horned up.
All right, who's your number one?
We don't need to say anything else about Danielle.
We both have the same number one.
Number one is Vanessa.
Yeah.
I mean, she's unreal. Like, it's like an angel. She came down from heaven. She touched us with her gifts. And then among those other things, she seems like she's a nice person. And my God, we finally have found someone to be on the show that I actually like. Someone that he might pick at the end of this thing that I don't hate. Is it happening?
It's shocking. The problem with good people like her,
yes,
is that you either win or you're out immediately.
Right.
Because you provide no value to the TV show.
Right.
Just being nice to everybody and, like, being a good person who can talk on TV.
For sure.
You don't... People don't watch the show for that.
For sure.
So, we'll probably find out about her real soon.
And she also seems like the kind of person that would, you know... She's like a Charlene. She's too good for the show, and if something happens and she's not into it, she will disappear off into the mist and be like, okay, bye, wig. I'm done. I'm not going to be on the show anymore. And she will have every right to do that. We are unworthy of her. I really like Vanessa. I really do.
Do you have any bold predictions that you haven't already predicted?
Oh, God. My main bold prediction was literally I wrote it down and it said, stop showing Rachel because don't get me excited about what could happen. I think Corinne and Nick will bang, just like I had mentioned earlier.
It's pretty clear that
they're going to do it. And then someone will leave. I think Vanessa looked like she was going to have a meltdown. So she's going to also threaten to leave. And then I think another big thing that's going to come up is when everybody finds out about Liz. I think that's going to be a huge issue.
I think, that was going to be mine too. And I kind of gave it away in the thing. I think the house is going to turn on Liz very quickly.
Yes.
I don't know when it's going to come out, but it's going to, because why would they put it in the show if they weren't, you know, you don't put a gun in act one if you're not going to shoot it by act three.
Okay. Right?
Like,
okay, John Wilkes Booth.
No, not John Wilkes Booth. Anton Chekhov.
Sorry. Right. Shit.
Right. Okay. So that was going to be my big bold prediction. My other bold prediction, we're going to see 7 people related to Nick at least in this. No.
We've already seen 5.
Let me make it 10.
We've already seen 5.
Let me make it 20.
Oh, God.
He has so many siblings.
I you know, it's his own fault, pretty much.
Is it? That's probably the only thing that isn't his fault.
Yeah, that's true.
I would love it if it were. Mm. I would absolutely love it if more things could be his fault.
Well, who's to say that we can't say that that's his fault? Maybe his parents were
this is our show.
Maybe his parents were like, we don't like this one. Let's keep trying.
You know what? You're right.
You're welcome.
He sucks.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Bold prediction, I'm never going to like Nick. Whatever.
Neither am
I. No,
that's not bold at all. I think the bold prediction for this season is that it really is about the women on this show this time around. It's not about Nick. It's about the strong caliber of women that we have on the program.
I think you're right. It's a travesty that they're here for him.
Yeah.
And not somebody else.
Yeah.
And not even Ben Higgins. Who I like way more than him.
Or Ben Z.
Ugh.
Oh, God. Or Luke. My God.
I would have preferred Luke or Ben Z. Anyway.
We don't deserve Ben Z. We also don't deserve Luke.
Nick
is the bachelor that we deserve.
I guess
he may not be the bachelor that we want right now, but he's the bachelor that we deserve.
Anyway, that's it for this episode.
We'll see you guys next week.
We'll see you next Tuesday morning. Don't forget to sign up for our fantasy app. Play against us, and I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
I think my time on the Bachelor franchise is probably complete.
You get to be the Bachelor, you get to meet 25 at least amazing women, but
it's not a normal environment. It's a very unrealistic situation. It's real to you. A lot of people ask me, how's Chris Harrison? Really popular. Dabbled in modeling a little bit. People really like TVs.